Today's Amar for Chazara is Yavamas Pechasim Abeis. We're holding on Pechasim and Aleph, seven lines from the bottom. By the two dots, Teitzim Mizeh Mizeh. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Shenuel Shenisei Beidachot. This that we say, that when her husband comes back, and so she has to be Teitzim Mizeh Mizeh, it's only if when originally, when she got remarried, it's through an Eidachot saying that her husband had died. But if it was two Edom saying that her husband had died, then she doesn't have to leave. The Gemara right now assumes that that means she doesn't have to leave her second husband, which sounds very strange. Her original husband is standing right there saying, back, and now we're saying that she's an Eshazish, and we're saying that she doesn't have to leave her second husband? So, they laughed at Rav. Your husband's right there. She's saying, I'm home. And you're going to tell her she doesn't have to leave the second man? So says the Gemara to Terutzim. Terutz number one. We don't know that this is Ruvain, the original husband. He's claiming to be Ruvain. Well, says the Gemara. So that even if she only got remarried through an Eidachar, why are we making her leave? We don't even know that this is Ruvain. This alleged Ruvain is coming, and he has two Edom with him testifying that he is Ruvain. And they're saying that you just don't recognize him, it's been a long time, and we find that sometimes time, a person's facial features could change the way he looks. Like the Pasuk says, now Yosef recognized his brothers, but they didn't recognize him when they came to Mitzrayim. He didn't originally have a beard, and then he grew a beard. They didn't recognize him. You see, it's possible after some time not to recognize a relative. But says the Gemara, if this alleged Reuven is coming with two Edom saying that he's Reuven, and she originally, even in the case where she originally had two Edom saying that her husband died, so it's a treyu trey. If someone's with her, he's chayvin asham tali. So how was the second husband allowed to remain with her? Says the Gemara, Rav Sheshesh, she actually married one of the Edom saying that her husband died. So he is confident that he's not doing an eser. So for him, it's not an asham tali. Well, says the Gemara, fine, that's great for him, but he gufa basham tali kaima. But what about her? She has two Edom saying her husband died, two Edom coming and saying that this is Reuven, her husband, so how is she allowed to remain with the second husband? Says the Gemara, by Meres Barili, she's saying Barili, that this man who's claiming to be Reuven is not Reuven. So Mamela, for her also, it's not an Ashim Talay. But says the Gemara, Yachimai Lameimra, so if you're saying all these extra details, at that point, it's not really much of a Chiddush. I feel like Rabbi Yaisi, like Amar Elu Kishabayu Edom, V'achar Kach Nisei, so when Nisei is V'achar Bo Edom, Moyamar, even Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yaisi, who the Gemara will introduce us to in a moment, he only said that she has to be Tetzer. If Edom came saying that her husband is alive, and afterwards she got remarried, but if she gets remarried and then afterwards Edom come, so then of course she doesn't have to be Teitzei. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that Shnayim Oyim Remesha, Shnayim Oyim Leimesh, Shnayim Oyim Nisgarsha, Shnayim Oyim Leim Nisgarsha. There's some sort of trey, either that her Reuven, the original husband, died, or that he divorced her. Harezu like Tinase, and such a trey, so she's not allowed to get remarried. Ve'im Nisei Soy Teitzei, but if she did, we're not going to make her get divorced. Rabbi Nachum, Rabbi Yaisi, I'm Teitzei, we will make her get divorced. But on that, says the Gemara, that Amar Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yaisi, even Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yaisi explained himself, and he said, the Emas and the Yaimer Teitzei, when do I say that she has to get divorced? This is Bansha Bayuedim Vachar Gnisays. It's only if Edom came, the second group of Edom came, saying that she's a Surli Nasei, and afterwards she ignored Bezdin, and she went ahead and got remarried. So Al Zilusid of Edina, we tell her she has to get divorced. Avanisays Vachar Bayuedim, I raise you like Teitzei, but if she got remarried first, we're not going to make her leave. So what's Rav coming to say? So says the Gemara, two explanations for what Rav's chiddush is. There's number one, that Kikam and Rav Nami was Machabayu Edom Vachagot. He says that Rav is talking about the case where Rabbi Nachum argues. He was talking about the case where Edom came and afterwards she got remarried and Lafukim in Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yaisi, not like Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yaisi, or Viganami, that he was talking about a case like Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yaisi, where she got remarried first and only afterwards Edom came. And the chiddush is that time of the Nisa is Vachagot by Edom. It's only in this case where she got remarried first. If Edom came first and then she got remarried, so then Teitzei, which is Keman Kerem Menachem Rabbi Yaisi, and that's what Rav is coming to teach us. Now Masav Rav on this whole Mahalich, that in such a case she doesn't have to be Teitzei, we learned in the Braisa, Minayin Shemloi Ratz Adafnei. How do we know if a Kohen is doing an Isser, so we beat him and make him listen? Tamulimir V'kidashtai, make him holy, Bel Karcha, even against his will. Now Hechidami, you can't be talking about Stam, he's doing a regular Isser that's related to Kehanim, because it's obvious we're going to force it to stop. It must be it's something more subtle. And the Gemara seems it's talking about our type of case, where a lady's husband went away, and then she's told that her husband died. She gets remarried, and she remarries a kohen. Then the original husband comes back, and now the shaila is the kohen, could he remain with her? The answer is no. She's a suffix zayna, sometimes at least a suffix zayna, and in which case the kohen's ushered her. So hey, what's the case? If he's not one of the original Adam saying that her husband died, he's just this kind is a random guy. But like Amr Bari Leah, she's not even saying that this man Reuven is not Reuven. So then Srikhala Mamer did Daphne, of course they're gonna force him to leave her. She's totally usher to him. It must be she did get remarried to one of those original Edom who happens to be a Kayin. V'kamra Barili, and she's saying about the alleged Reuven that he's not Reuven. V'katani Daphnai. And yet, what does the Braisa say? That we force the Kayin to leave this woman. Amu Mafkina Lamina. You see that we do say that they have to be Teitzei. Not like Rav said that the din is Loi Teitzei. So says the Gemara three ways of defending Rav from this Braisa. Defense number one, Isser Kuhuna Shani. Now, by a Kayin, we're more Machmer. V'baisei Mamai Daphnai Daphna Be'edim. Daphna doesn't mean we force it to separate. Right? It means definitely. It means we try to get a lot of extra Edom to show to prove that this man is Reuven. Or the Braise is talking about a case where Edom came already saying that she's a surah, and then she still ignored that and went ahead and got remarried, like Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yaisi, who says that in such a case we say Teitzei. Now, that was all tarts number one for explaining Rav. Rav originally said that if Edom come, that if she gets remarried through Edom, so then even if the husband comes home, we say that she doesn't have to leave, which we assume meant she doesn't have to leave her second husband. It sounded very strange. We had a whole tarets for what Rav meant, that we don't really know that this is the husband. Rav Ashi Omer a different tarets. Now, my light saying, you misunderstood Rav. Rav never meant to say that she doesn't have to leave the second husband. Of course she does. She's an Ish Ish. My light Tate to come a Rav, light Tate me a Tera Harishai. It means that she's mutaris to go back to her first husband. She doesn't have to be Tate from her original heter to her original husband. Now, ask the Gemara, Hamar Rav Achad Azimna, that Rav already told us this once, that now, because our Mishnah says Nisa Shleiber Shus Mutar Sachsolai, that in this case where she gets remarried without Bezdim, meaning with two Edom, so then even if her husband comes back, she's allowed to go back to her husband. That's the halacha. So why would Rav say it twice and in two different ways? Says the Gemara Nechnami, he didn't. He only said it once. And Chadim Nechlal the Chaver to Edmar. The Talmidim said it the second time based on Rav's original memra, but not that Rav himself actually said it twice. Now Amar Shmuel Leishanu El Shloim Makchashta. Says Shmuel a new halacha now. Now this that we say when she gets remarried through an Eid Echad and her husband comes back, it's Teitzei Mizeh Umizeh. That's only if her husband comes back and she doesn't deny the fact that she's the husband. Avam Makchashta, if she denies it, so then Loi Teitzei. So then she does not have to leave the second man. Now, but my asking, what's the case? Eli Mabebetray, the husband's coming with two Eidim saying that he's Reuven. So Ki Makchashta Lei Mayhavi. What does it help her if she denies it? He has two Eidim saying that he's Reuven. So Ela Bechat. It must be that there's one Eid coming with the alleged Reuven saying that he's Reuven. Well, then the Makchashta. Time of the Makashta Shaska Teitzei. Why would that be true? That's only if she denies it, and if she stays quiet, then she has to be Teitzei. But Va'amar Ula Komakum Shamina Tere Edachad Arekan Shnayim. Any time the Torah gives Nemanis to an Edachad, he's counted as two. Vein Dvar Shalachad B'Makim Shnayim. So over here, it's a two against one, because the original Eid who said that her husband died counts as two. And now there's one Eid with the alleged Reuven saying that he's Reuven, so it's two against one. Says the Gemara, Achad B'Maiskinim B'Psuli Eidus. Really, there's two Eidim coming with Reuven. With the alleged Reuven. But the catch is that they're psulei edus. So now the din is like this. We could have Nechemia, the Tanya we learned in the Braisa of Nechemia Oimer, Komakum Shemina Teir Eid Echad, Halech Achar Rav Deis. Anytime you have a parish that the Torah gives them manas to an Eid Echad, so you don't need Teir Eidus, you just go based on Rav Deis. You don't need people that are Kashal Eidus, you can even have women involved, you go Basar Rav of the people. Va'asu Shtei Nashim Bish Echad, Kashtei Nashim Bish Echad. So you make when it's two women against one man, it's like two men against the man. So it's here too also. You have one Eid saying that Reuven died, and she's allowed to get remarried. But now you have two women coming with the alleged Reuven saying that this is Reuven, and Reuven's alive. So it's a two against one, and that's why it's only if she's Makashtai, because then it's a two and two. But if she's not Makashtai, so then it's a two against one, and she has to be Teitzei. The same idea, but just one small nuance of a difference, that Ko'echad Asa Eid Echad Kashar Me'ekara Filim Me'e Nashim Ke'ed Echad Damiyah. That if there was originally a man who came saying that her husband died, so then I wouldn't care even if 100 women come with the alleged Reuven saying that he's Reuven, we're going to go with the one man over the 100 women. It's going to be a one in one. It's going to be a one to consider like a palgu palga. Here we're talking dafka about a case where the person who said that her husband died, originally, that itself was someone who was pasulatus, it was a woman. Then you go basarayv deyais. And what Reb Nechemya really said was as follows. That Reb Nechemya oimer, you always, when there's one nemanis for an edachad, you go bas a raiv deyos. Va'asu shtei nashim biisha achas k'shtei nashim biisha achad. When it's two women against one woman, so then you say it's like a two against one, like two men against one man. Av shtei nashim biisha achad. If it would be two women against one man, so then that's like palgu palgu dami, because then even 100 women count as one, so it's one against one. That would be considered like a palgu palgu.